and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. Today is Thursday, July 30th, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. We'll get to Clay Kubiak, Christian McCaffrey, and Renardo Green in a second. But first, we begin, as we always do, with the injury report. The biggest and most concerning name on it, Ricky Pearsall, did not practice yesterday with swelling in the same knee that he injured last season. The team is, quote, concerned and exploring all options. Those are very scary, and surgery to repair a PCL will probably cost Pearsall the entire season if it comes to that. Also, running back Jordan James has broken ribs somehow, so he's going to miss some time. Safety Malik Mustafa didn't practice with a hamstring, and defensive tackle Grayson Halton, backup left tackle Vidarian Lowe, and wide receiver Christian Kirk all continued to be out. One guy who isn't out, of course, is Christian McCaffrey, who doesn't really think turning 30 years old is that big of a deal.
I don't make a big deal out of the whole age thing. It does nothing for me. I think that's something that, you know, with rightfully so, media will bring up. But for me, man, I just show up every day and work my butt off, continue to work on the things I work on. And I don't think about my age. If I did, that would not be wise. You know, that does nothing for me. So I just think about continuing to grow, continuing to go out there and ball. It's funny, like, you turn 30 and people bring it up. And 2 days ago, I was 29. And now, you know, so it's for me, man, I just keep focusing on getting better. That's all I've ever done. That's all I'll ever do. And again, just I feel so fortunate to play this game. I want to play as long as I can. And I have no intention of slowing down.
After 450 touches last season, the reports to this point in camp are that McCaffrey actually looks pretty spry. We'll see if that holds up once the pads come on Friday. In addition to McCaffrey, Renardo Green hit the podium as well, and he talked about how things are starting to get a little easier for him in the league.
You just get experience. You just see things that you didn't see before just because you done played so much ball. So the game goes by slower. Everything just goes by slower. So it's really just an experience thing, a rep thing. Like my first 2 years, I mean, I've been playing football since I was 5, so I've always felt like I could play ball. Of just natural instincts, off reading and reacting. But when I can come out there now and tell you what formation they in and see double chippers and know he's only going to run 3 routes, it make the game that much faster.
Lots of people think Green is battling for his job. And the good news is that Jack Jones does look good as well so far this camp. And you can never have too many good corners. Regardless of the one play benching that Green got last year, I still think it's his job to lose. We'll see how that plays out. Finally, offensive coordinator Clay Kubiak addressed the media, and he was asked the question, frankly, that I wanted to know, which is Kyle Shanahan sort of secretly shadow coaching the team right now, even though he's out with the concussion?
Kyle's here every day. Kyle's, you know, he's definitely paying attention to what's going on out there, you know, watching film and definitely involved, you know. So it's not like he's absent in that way. So we're definitely communicating on certain things.
You know Kyle is champing at the bit to return. You can imagine he is still watching as much film of everything as possible, and hopefully he recovers soon. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday, The Athletic polled defensive coordinators about the best play callers in the NFL. Guess who made the list? If you want to find out where, click the link in the description. One thing to watch. The Niners are off today, but will we get more news on Ricky Pearsall? They did work out 3 wideouts yesterday, Alex Bachman, Dwayne Eskridge, and Trenton Irwin. One thing you might have missed, just a little bit of housekeeping. Romello Height did return to practice after getting carted off with cramps, and he did so wearing a new number. Forget the old 94 that he had on. Romello Height is now number 58. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you know when we're live, which is every single weekday for you. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera.
Don't you see, Lois? We're alive!
Peter, you're scaring me.
Good! Embrace the fear!
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard Podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.